Time to go to the hotline to bring in the first guest of today's show. We've got Amanda Dennis-Diedrich with the Lorain County Farm Bureau. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Well, we are doing very, very well, and I know that in 2 weeks' time, we'll be talking about the Pasture to Plate event, and I was reading up on this a little bit earlier. I didn't realize you were going to have Chef Adam Smith from Lorain County Community College there. Love Chef Smith. He's been on the show a few times in the last few months, and we always enjoy speaking with him. But that's a really cool thing for you guys to have. For those that aren't aware of the Pasture to Plate event, what is this exactly, and where and when is this going on?
Okay, like you said, it's in 2 weeks, but it's a local foods dinner. So we would like invite everyone to join us for a night of great local food, drinks, and company. From 6 to 7, we're going to have a social hour with appetizers, local wine from Mattis Winery, and other drinks. And it's actually going to be on Friday, July 27th, and it's going to be at the new, beautiful Henry's Barn at the North Star Preserve, which the Lorain County Metro Parks recently moved there. It's on Route 20 across from the Walmart in Oberlin. But nearly all of the food and wine for this event was either grown or raised in Lorain County, with all the products coming from sources within Ohio. So not only do we want to serve you great-tasting local foods, but we want you to feel connected to what you were eating. And we're going to feature each of the farms on the menu and for the four-course meal. And there are, like I said, appetizers beforehand. And we're hoping that many of the farmers that provided the ingredients will be at our event. So you can kind of talk to them and then go and buy local product from them.
So you had answered my second question here, but I'm going to throw this at you anyways, because you mentioned that the idea here really is for you to get face-to-face interaction with the farmers that are growing a lot of these foods that are purchased at a lot of the fine establishments here in Lorain County. About all who is involved here, like who all is involved? How many farms are we talking about here, and how many businesses are going to be at this event?
I think we're up to probably 7 or 8 farms. Some we're getting more items than others from, and we're hoping to have at least a representative from each of those farms / businesses.
Very good stuff. And I know ticket information is currently available, but I also know that this is going to be extraordinarily popular as well. If I'm not mistaken, you want people to RSVP by a week from today, correct?
Correct. Yeah, you can actually go to Eventbrite and purchase your tickets there. If you are a Farm Bureau member, it is $90, and then non-members, it is $125 to attend. But then we want you to join us for a great night, like I said, of local foods, and then kind of come and learn about where your food is coming from. It's very similar to our annual brunch with a farmer that we have at Lorain County Community College in February. But this is a little bit more elite. We're going to have some music there and have the social hour at 6 o'clock, and then the dinner will be served at 7.
Kind of like a cocktail hour, right?
Cocktail hour.
I got you. Yep. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Well, and I think it's interesting, too, because you were talking about the similarities between this event and the Brunch with a Farmer event back in February. But this one, as you mentioned, was going to be a little bit more elite. Talk about why this one is going to be a little more elite.
Well, we're hoping that in the future, when we do have it where we're per se making a profit on this, that we can donate it to a local charity. We just haven't gotten there yet. We had one of these in October of 2016, and then last year we didn't have one. And it's just a little bit more elegant of a dinner, and our Brunch with the Farmer is more about kind of educating the consumer while they're there. So they learn a little bit more about agriculture. So in this, we're just really wanting to feature the local foods, and it's a great time of the year where you can go out and get a ton of local produce. So
Amanda Dennis-Diedrich with the Lorain County Farm Bureau is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. And Amanda, we talked about Lorain County Community College's Chef Adam Smith being there as one of the guests of honor, or the chef of honor, I guess is a better way of phrasing that.
Yeah.
What all is the chef going to prepare at this event?
I have the menu, but I don't have it in front of me because I didn't plan for this correctly, so I apologize for that.
That's all right.
but yeah, Chef Adam Smith, Adam Schmidt is working with us, and like you said, he's the director of the Culinary Arts Institute, and he actually prepared the whole menu, and then he sent us a list and said, hey, can you find all these local ingredients? So, and we are going to be having wine from Mattis Winery that will be paired to the menu. But yeah, we're going to start our first course for our Pasture to Plate experience is a chilled zucchini and leek soup. And then we're going to have a melon salad. Who wouldn't love like a nice cool melon salad on a hot day like today? And then the main course is going to be the five spice braised beef and honey glaze, and then a chicken confit, a red chili and brown ale barbecue. And then that's going to have a summer vegetable and a potato ratatouille. And then for dessert, we're going to have a summer berry tulip. It's going to be a chocolate mousse, vanilla cream, and a phyllo pastry. So.
Wow. Okay. That's an all-star lineup right there. No question about that. You were telling us earlier about the communication with Chef Schmidt, and he was asking you guys, can you get some of these local ingredients? I would imagine that wasn't too tough of a process, right, to go out and get those ingredients because there's just so much accessibility in this area.
Exactly. There is a ton of accessibility. And the great part is a lot of these we're getting from people who have like a direct market where they sell to, the general public on a daily basis. So like one of the farms we're getting from is Lettuce Heads, and you can be part of their CSA, which stands for Community Supported Agriculture, and kind of sign up and get a weekly subscription of fresh produce.
And this is obviously a pretty big season for farmers markets. You can find them at a number of different places, but really what makes this unique is the idea that it's the coming together and seeing the finished product of what the farmers can pass along, not only to the chefs and those that prepare these things at restaurants all over the place, but for you, the consumer, the benefit is you get to meet the farmers, you get to meet the producers of these ingredients face-to-face.
And then you can go and buy from them and then take it home, and maybe you don't prepare it quite as nicely as the chef, but you can aim for that, right?
Right, right. You can always aim for that. No question about that. You mentioned there's 7 or 8 farms already involved in this. Are you guys still soliciting more farms?
If anyone wants to come as a farmer, that's great. I think we have all the ingredients locked in from the places that we need, though.
Okay. Well, there could be a friendly competition, right? You could always offer your services, offer your ingredients. No doubt about that. Good stuff. Well, Amanda, before we let you go, where can our listeners go to get more information on the event?
If they want to, they can go right to Eventbrite, and that's event, and then Brite.com, and you can purchase your tickets there. There are some additional fees that Eventbrite charges that we're passing on to the purchasers. Or you can call our office on Monday or call this weekend today and leave a message. Our office phone number is 440-877-0706, and you can purchase tickets over the phone with a Visa, MasterCard, or Discover. So it's also on our Facebook page and on our website. And if you are need a flyer, we can mail you a flyer or a postcard as well with all the information.
Outstanding. And again, it takes place 2 weeks from today. Friday, July 27th. It's going down in Oberlin. And again, if you want tickets for this, you have to RSVP by next Friday, July the 20th. Amanda, thank you so much for stopping by and telling us all about the Pasture to Plate event.
Okay, hope to see you there. Pasture to Plate experience on July 27th.